There are two main representational systems that we're predominantly interested in. Each person has a lead representational system and a preferred representational system. A person's lead representational system is the system that they use when they go inside to find information. So, for instance, if somebody had a visual lead and you asked them how they felt about something, they would first go and get a picture of the thing you were asking about to then be able to get the feeling. If somebody had an auditory lead and you asked them what their father looked like, they would go and get the sound of their father's voice and then be able to get a picture from the voice. So the lead system is the system that someone uses to access internal information. We detect their lead system from their eye accessing patterns, which is something we're going to cover later on this CD. The second representational system is a person's preferred representational system. A person's preferred representational system is the system that they use the most often, it's the system that they find the easiest to use, and it's the system that they rely on in times of stress. We detect someone's preferred representational system from their physiology and also from the kind of words that they use, a special kind of word called predicates, which is also something that we're going to cover later in this CD.